जैसे डॉक्टर ई डिक्लेयरिंग हिस्ट्री फिजिकल पेशेंट कैलेंडर KALENDER जॉन JOHN डेट ऑफ बर्थ 8/26/1957 प्लेस फ्यूचर के चार्ज विलेज डेट ऑफ सर्विस 1/27/2024 इस हिस्ट्री ऑफ प्रेजेंट इलनेस दिस इज Sixty-six-year-old male. He was hospitalized John Hopkins Bayview Medical Center. Patient has a known history of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, diabetes, AFib, and anticoagulation. Right below knee amputation for osteomyelitis in January 2023. Obesity, CKD, hypothyroidism, anxiety disorder. He was at home, he had a fall, reported he said he hit his head without loss of consciousness, and patient has a known history of UTI, Foley catheter placement, in the ED he was evaluated, he has a leukocytosis. He has AKI and CKD, and CT had shown no acute process. CT abdomen showed bladder wall thickening. AKI resolved with the fluid. He was given IV cefepime for urinary tract infection. Symptom improved and advised to complete 10-day course of IV antibiotic as per infectious disease recommendation. He does have noted scalp laceration. Local skin care was done. He had a cystitis, UTI, Pseudomonas and Citrobacter complex and the cyst, solid cystic mass in the left kidney, and outpatient urology was advised to follow up for that. AKI was CKD resolved with IV fluid. AFA was maintained on Eliquis. He was given duloxetine as a maintenance. He was getting diabetes was monitored. He was maintained on metformin along with pain medications and oxycodone, pregabalin, as recommended by the hospital. After stabilization, they sent the patient to the subacute rehab. Today, when I saw him, he's lying on the bed. No headache, no dizziness, no cough, no congestion, no fever. Next line, past medical history. Number one, right below knee amputation, secondary to osteomyelitis, next line hypertension, next line hyperlipidemia, next line diabetes mellitus, next line atrial fibrillation, maintain an anticoagulation, next line diabetes mellitus type 2, next line hypothyroidism, next line chronic pain, next line obesity, next line recurrent UTI, history of Foley catheter placement. History of thyroid nodules, history of complex solid cystic mass in the left kidney. Outpatient urology was advised. History of cystitis with hematuria. Medications upon discharge. Cefepime, CEFEPAM, to complete the course for the 10 days until 1/30/2024. Duloxetine 60 mg daily, Eliquis 5 mg BID, fluticasone nasal spray, one spray each nostril, twice a day, melatonin 9 mg at night, metformin 1000 mg BID, oxycodone 20 mg, 2-8 hour, PR and for severe pain, Lyrica 75 mg, twice a day, Trulicity 0.75 mg injection weekly, Biscadil 5 mg 2 tablet daily, Biscadil suppository PRN once a day for constipation, Tauride Carvedilol 25 mg BID, Lasix 40 mg daily, Hydrocortisone 1% ointment for the skin, Levothyroxine 50 mcg daily, multivitamin daily, Nystatin topical powder twice a day for skin folds, Simethicone 80 mg 4 times a day. Taranaz 1000 mg every 8 hours for 10 days. Cefepime 2 gram every 8 hours till 1/30/2024. Miralax 17 gram daily. Seneca 2 tablet daily. Lipitor 40 mg daily. Allergy patient allergic to ACE inhibitor, penicillin. ACE inhibitor cause angioedema, penicillin cause rash. And zosyn and vancomycin cause rash. Through a system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, musculoskeletal. Pain and aches all over, genital, urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no pyrene, no dipsia, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising. Physical exam, patient is awake, he's alert, blood pressure 129 over 70, pulse 76, temperature 97.4, coronary respiration 18, pulse of 99%, body weight 291.2 pounds. Assessment, patient is admitted for deconditioning, status post fall. Number 2, complicated UTI on IV antibiotic, next line, ambulatory dysfunction, next line. Status post right below knee amputation, next line, morbid obesity, next line, diabetes mellitus type 2, next line, hypothyroidism, next line, hypertension, next line, history of kidney mass in the left kidney, outpatient urology follow-up advice. Insomnia, next line. Hyperlipidemia, next line. Chronic pain, next line. Leg edema, bilateral. Plan of care, will continue all his current medications. Check finger stick, QSC, QHS, and salaris care coverage if needed. Core status discussed with the patient. He wants full code, everything to be done. New most form was signed by me. Transfer to hospital, yes. IV antibiotic, yes. Blood transfusion, yes. Hematolysis, yes. G2 feeding if needed, yes. New mode form was updated. Total time spent with the patient, taking history, examination, talking to the staff and the nursing staff and the patient. Time spent 45 minutes. Thank you.